And now, Mobile Suit Theater Down presents Shakespeare Yoshiyuki's Star-Crossed Lovers. Prologue.
Two households, one of which has only 1/30th the fighting strength of the other, in fair New York, where we lay our scene, from relatively recent grudge break to new mutiny, where space-noid blood makes space-noid hands unclean. From forth the fatal loins of these two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers lose their life, whose misadventured piteous overthrows do with their death only aggravate war's strife. The fearful passage of their death-marked love and the continuance of the Earth Sphere's rage is now the abbreviated traffic of our stage.
Act 1, Scene 1. Space. A public place. Enter Zaku and Dom of the House of Zeon, armed with bazookas.
Dom, upon my word, while we both live, I strike quickly, being moved.
But being without skirts, thou move not quickly to strike, good Zaku.
A gym of the House of Federation moves me.
To move is to generate Minovsky particles. And to be wise is to listen to good counsel. Therefore, if thou art moved, thou hearest only static.
A mobile suit of that house shall move me to listen well. I will hear the orders of any man or maid of the Zabi clan.
The quarrel is between our masters and us their men.
'Tis all one. I will show myself as much a tyrant as Girin. When I have fought with the men, I will be cruel with the children and destroy their colonies.
The colonies of the space noids?
My power they shall feel while I am able to stand. And 'tis known I am the very apex of Zeonic might.
Draw thy heat-hawk. Here come two of the House of the Federation.
Let us take the law of our side. Let the Federation's ill-judged resistance cause a warlike quarrel.
I will glare at them with my single eye as they pass by, and let them take it as they list.
Nay, as they dare.
Enter Balthazar, a mobile suit of the House of Federation, accompanied by Jims.
Do you look at us with your single mono eye, sir?
I do look with my main camera, sir.
Do you look with your main camera at us, sir?
They fight. Enter Amuro.
Part, fools! Put up your bazookas and beam spray guns. You know not what you do. The true enemy is the Zabi clan.
Act 2, Scene 6. Shar Aznable's chambers. Enter Shar Aznable and Garma Zabi.
You have my thanks again, old friend. Sweet Iselina's sour father denies his blessing, and I dare not ask the sovereign to consent and join his beloved son to an Eschenbach ere we prove my Zabi worth this day.
Come, Garma. I am honored to lend you a hand in this holy act. I hope nothing happens in the hours that come to chide us with sorrows and misfortune.
But come what sorrow can, it cannot countervail the exchange of joy that one short minute gives me in Iselina's sight. Come, good friend and oldest, dearest confidant, do thou but close our hands with holy words, join my honorable Zabi name to sweet Iselina, and with your aid the daring deeds I do will earn me the honor to call her mine. All devouring Zeon will crush the Federation once and for all, and I will finally impress my older sister.
These violent ambitions meet violent ends, and in their triumph die, like fire and powder, which, as they kiss, consume. This sweetest Zabi is loathsome in his own deliciousness, and in his taste confounds my appetite. Therefore, let him love immoderately, as new love does. Swift death, already tardy, arrives the same.
Enter Iselina Eschenbach.
Uh-huh.
Good evening to the Red Comet.
Garma shall thank thee, young Eschenbach, for us both.
The same to my Lord Garma-sama.
Oh, Iselina, does thy joy not overflow to deny thy father and be married thus in secret to a proud son of the House of Zabi? Anon I destroy the Federation's mighty Trojan horse. Thy breath and my much-merited Zeon cross sweeten this neighbor air. And how much sweeter still to wed thee in the company of my truest friend, Shar Aznable.
Garma-sama. Oh, Garma-sama.
Exeunt all. Act 3, Scene 3. Seattle. Enter Shar Aznable, attired in a red Zaku.
Garma, come forth, thou fearful man. Misfortune is enamored of thy birth, and thou art wedded to calamity.
Enter Garma.
Shar, what news? Have you located the Trojan horse? Dot pilots, prepare thee now for carpet bombing! Zakus, ready thy weapons!
Too weak is this son of Zabi for such warlike amusements. I bring thee tiding of the Trojan horse's doom.
What fortune for me to have such a friend as Shar Aznable.
Fate is gentle today. The Trojan horse flees ahead. Swiftly now, pounce, and win the day.
Ha, victory! Be truthful, say salvation, for with this triumph I shall earn my place, and Iselina's too in Zabi's Zeon.
Hence from the sky make haste. Be not patient, for the prey is wounded and vulnerable.
There is no world beyond Side Three's walls. This earth is but purgatory, torture, hell itself. Now strike, valiant crewmen of Zeon. Destroy the Trojan horse and all its mobile suits. Thou cut'st the Federation's head off with a golden axe. Thou smilest upon the stroke that murders them.
Enter Whitebase and Amuro from behind Garma, armed with beam cannons and missiles. They fire, and Garma is mortally wounded.
From behind? Bring us about! Climb! Dive! Nay, I shall be the captain of my own fate. Am I to be denied my triumph? 'Tis torture and not glory. But I will take, as seems I must, the little chance allowed to me. I need no poison mixed, no sharp ground knife. From my own flickering candle I stoke a blaze to burn the enemies of my house. Oh, Shar, if thy calm circuit yet crackles with little life, being a divine, a heroic pilot, a sin absolver, and my friend professed, howling winds attend my words. Hast thou the heart for Zeon, Annie Selina? Avenge me!
Thou fond madman, hear me but speak a word.
Shar? Shar?
If thou can still hear me, blame this on the misfortune of your birth. Thou were a good friend to me, but thy father's to blame.
Shar, you planned this? Shar! Iselina, be not hasty to attend me in death. Glory to the Principality of Zeon!
Garma dies. Shar to himself.
The first step is taken. My plan's afoot. Every Zabi will taste the same bitter draught. But first, to targets closer at hand. A Federation ship and the girl who would be Zabi. I'll make the one my implement against the other, and little concern myself which perish.
Act 4, Scene 1, Iselina's room. Enter Shar Aznable and Iselina Eschenbach.
Oh, shut the door, and when thou hast done so, come weep with me. Past hope, past cure, past help.
Ah, Iselina, I already know thy grief. It strains me past the compass of my wits. How could so noble a hero as Garma, so clever and so true, be murdered by the Federation?
Tell me not, Lieutenant Commander, of Garma's fate, unless thou tell me how I may avenge it. If in thy wisdom thou canst give no help, do thou but call my resolution wise, and with this knife I'll help it presently. Therefore, out of thy long experienced time, give me some present counsel, or behold, this bloody knife shall pierce my already wounded heart. Be not so long to speak. I long to die. Speak me not of remedies, but of Kataki.
Hold, Iselina. I do spy a kind of hope, which craves no less resolution from you. If thou hast the strength of will to slay thyself, then is it likely thou wilt undertake to risk death in battle to chide away this shame? And if thou darest, I'll give thee my plan for revenge.
Oh, bid me leap, rather than let pass the night with Garma-sama unavenged, from off the flight deck of yonder gaw, or sneak into a Zeon base, or bid me learn the piloting of mobile suits, make me run with the capybara herds of Jaburo, or set me to atmospheric re-entry in a Zaku, or bid me go into Gamasama's new-made grave. Things that, to hear them told, have made me tremble, and I will do it without fear or doubt, to win sweet vengeance for my blood-stained love.
Hold, then. Go to the Zeon base, be stern. Take care you seize the keys to the jet by stealth. Let not thy father see you fly the mansion. Take thou this letter and this pistol. Present thyself to Lieutenant Dorota, who served Garma. Stand then below the giant portrait of the Zabi boy. When presently through all thy veins shall run cold blood and hot rage, till no quiver shakes thy voice, no warmth, no hope dissuade you, propose to the good lieutenant a plan for revenge. Let him assemble a force from what remains of Garma's men, and in this borrowed fleet pursue the Federation's Trojan horse. Thou shalt continue pursuit for 2 and 10 hours, and then, on the horizon, behold the slayer of your love. Then, as the manner of our principality is, without hesitation, attack. Show as much valor as Garma. Become a Zabi indeed, as once thou hoped to be in name, and thou shalt share that storied family's fate. As mighty in battle, and as confident in victory as Dozal, as trusting as Garma, as energetic as Degwin, as wise as Girin, and as good a friend to Shar Aznable as Caecilia. And thence shall I come, and you and I will strike together. And that very night shall Garma be avenged, and this shall free thee from this present shame.
Garma-sama, Garma-sama, oh, tell not me of fear. Love, give me strength. Farewell, dear Shar.
Exeunt. Scene 3. A barren desert. In it, 3 Gaw belonging to Iselina and the White Base. Enter aboard a Logun, Shar Aznable, accompanied by Ensign Dren.
Hasten, Dren. Else we are like to miss the show, and whilst Iselina distracts her novice crew, I will seize the Trojan horse intact. Ah, there! The Gundam leaps upon the first Gaw. Ready the bombs! We shall make short work of the engines.
Enter Iselina, accompanied by Lieutenant Dorota.
Oh, noble lieutenant, where is our lord? Where are our Zakus? Whence our Dops? All slain? I do remember well how mighty a force Garma-sama commanded. Here I am. Where are our allies? Where is the Red Comet? Go get thee hence from the controls, for I will not away. What's here, within my gauze reactor? The means to makeshift some mean bomb? 2 deaths with the same blow. I see, my Garma met some likewise end. How they fire upon me, as once upon you. How thickly falls the barrage of hateful fortune. Would that I could have kissed thy lips, Garma-sama, and happily shared your last flight. There! The Gundam is close. I'll be brief. Oh, happy ramming speed! Oh, nuclear fire! I'll make this craft a dagger, and the Gundam be my sheath. Now crash, and let us die!
Iselina falls on Gundam. Enter Amuro, examining the damage to Gundam.
This is the place. There, where the circuits doth not connect. Hark, terrible sight! There stands a woman in civilian dress, amid the wreckage of Zeon's mighty Gaw, and in her hand a pistol, cold, but craving action's heat. What's now? She cries for vengeance?
Garma-sama!
Iselina falls, dying.
What cruel and random happenstance has slain this woman? What did she say of vengeance? And what meaning should I find in Garma-sama? Go, Sela, tell Bright. Radio to Kai and Ryu and Hayato as well. We see the ground whereon these woes do lie, but the true ground of all these piteous woes we cannot without circumstance descry.
Act 5, Scene 4. A dimly lit tavern on Side 3. Shar sits at the bar dressed in a white suit, pink shirt, and red tie. Girin Zabi's funeral oration can be heard in the background.
I will be brief. Garma, there dead, was a spoiled kid. Would-be husband to that Iselina. Youngest of that viperous Zabi clan. Hungry for noble deeds to equal the perfidy of his birth. And she, there dead, that Garma's faithful wife-in-waiting. I observed their deaths, but 'twas the deeds of Degwin, father to that Garma, and future father to that Iselina, doomed them both. For, in the pall of Garma's death, grief besieged Iselina. To remove that siege of grief from her, comes she to me, and with wild looks bid me devise some mean to rid her of the shame from Garma's failed attack. Then gave I her, so tutored by my military art, a plan, which so took effect as I intended, for it wrought on her the means to deal death and receive it. Meantime, I lit to the battlefield, that when the moment arose I might absolve myself of any suspicion in the death of Garma by my timely seizure of the Federation's Trojan horse. But when I came some minutes ere the time of her death upon the plain a flock of refugees, and not to miss my opportunity, I struck them down. But then the noise did alert the enemy to me, and though I fled, she, too desperate, made of herself a weapon, and, as it seems, did violence on herself, as, in last extremity of desperation, she rammed the Gundam. All this I know, and much of it was by my accomplishment. But call it not betrayal, for the rigor of severest law commands my vengeance.
Enter Amuro, fixing a computer.
A glooming peace this morning with it brings. The sun for sorrow will not show his head. Go hence to have more talk of these sad things. Some shall be pardoned, and some punished. For never was a story of more woe than this of Iselina and her Garmio.